Simchin Tadich Chesiv Yudalef. Every town has, besides the Trum, we all like the Gemur. Now first you make a Kalfas, Shivimam of a Shiraim around the town. First you square it, and then you make Shivimam of a Shiraim a Kalfas around it, and then you add on the Trum. So now, the town, or, doesn't have to be Dafka, we had before Yoshua Tzrifin, that don't live in a town, so they have to reckon from each house singly, from their own town, their own house. However, if there is a hekef around the Yoshvei Tzrifin, so that is counted, you count from the hekef around it, so long as that hekef has been made ledira. So it's not just in a Yoshvei Tzrifin we have this problem, in every town we have the same problem. If you have a town which was first, right before in Hilchas carrying, that if you have a town which was first had a hekef around it, and then they made the houses inside it, you won't count it. So you got exactly the same thing over here. See if you dalef. Isha hukfor happened to be a field, and the field, the animals shouldn't come into the field, crops or field. They put a nice big fence around it. And then they changed the field to a town. Vachkach yoshva. Then you can't reckon of the as the square of the town the hekev, because that hekev is not made, it's not part of the town. Moedin la mimokim yeshivos, so you'll have to count from the square of the houses, not the square of this hekev. Aber Yoshua Varka Hukfa, if they squared it off afterwards, Moedin la mimokimusa, from this wall around it, even if this wall could be a distance from the actual houses. So see Mishabur, so the Mishabur and Gimma Vakach Yoshua. The enemy shares Kula Adachoima. Obviously, we're talking that there's not houses until the wall, because if there's houses until the wall, anyway, you'd make the square because of the houses. Mimoki Mishivosa, Pirish, Loyim did Machoima, Elemin Abatim. Well, that's the Rumor Labasife, Nusan Loichivam Mishiraim, because the Rumor holds Yahoo was have a calf around there before the Trum. Shachoim Zu, Eina Chashuva Leshavi Kule Kalba Amish, Lok for Ledira, because it's not for the Dira, Nasas Koim Shivosa. Im Loy, unless, Shiash Bechoima Beis Dira, Vibetach Shivam Mishiraim Mishivas Wate. But if it's not worse than any other house that would be within 770 from the town, which would enlarge the town. So if in the Choymer you have a house which is Dalad al Dalad in the wall itself, a Choymer, whatever, and that is a Choymer could be less because it could be like Bulgarian, you don't even need Dalad al Dalad. So you've got a Choymer, somebody, a house living in that Choymer now, even though the Choymer was made for a field. And now you made a town inside. And then you made, it's all within, if it's within 70 of the actual town, actual houses, so it's not worse than any other house which is in within 70, which extends the town. But if it's taka the hekef of the town, made for the town, after the town, then you can count from it even if it's more than 70, far away from it. You've got even first the 70 and then the 2000.
If the wall was made first, but it was made for the town.
We had that shaila in thing. Well, it's good. Could be it's good. Yeah, don't speak about it here, but they spoke about it there in Hekev Ledira. Yeah. Simon Shin Tzadik Tess. Bameh Moedidin. It's a very interesting simon this. Bameh Moedidin. Snegel Meiser. Bameh Moedidin Atchumen. Not every sif, but Bameh Moedidin Atchumen. How do you count the Trumen? With what? Umokam Medina. Where do you count the Trumen? Miwa Moedidin. Who should count it? Void Al Sifim Sifalf. Ein moedidin trumei. So we have to start reckoning 2,000 amas around the town. How do we do this? You don't do it ela bechevel shel pishton shel chamishim ama. A chevel of pishton, which is 50 amas lepochus. I mean, you could have taken a 10 amma meter, a 10 amma rule, a 30 amma, a 40 amma. So the Chum said 50 ammas. Because 50 amma rule is, a 50 amma pishton is already stretched. That must be the pshat. Because loy pochus shun nimtuch v'yoysa. If you take a 41, and when the two people are standing there, they'll stretch it too much. V'loy oruch yoysa, not more than 50 abbas, shein a nimtuch k'roy. Because then you can't stretch it properly, it'll sag, and you're not getting the full 60 abbas. 50 abbas, you're getting it right. Now, the 50 abbas, you're also going to be stretching. 40 abbas, you're going to stretch. 50 abbas, you're not. You're also going to stretch. You have to learn somehow that the shal is who decided this is 50 amas. when the manufacturer decided that this is a 50 amma rule, so the pshat must be, when the manufacturer decided that this is a 50 amma rule, a pishtan, he also stretched it. He stretched it, he reckoned with the stretch. That's the only pshat I can think of. Number 10, when you take a 40 amma rule, and though they stretched it with a stretch, the masa, because you're closer, you'll stretch it more than the real 40. No? I can't think of anything else. A 50 can also stretch. You shouldn't take a 41, you'll stretch it too much. A 50, you'll also stand there and stretch. Everything, a pishtan is stretched, can be stretched. But it must be included in the manufacturer's requirements. This is accurate to within 0.2 of a meter. So it must be within it. So the Mishabur, shall pishtan, after the Afragav, the Ein Yofel Medida, because those won't stretch. So it's halacha, as we got a pasuk in Yecheskel, do it with pishtan. If you have it more stretched, then your shear won't be 2,000, it'll be 2,020, because you've stretched it for each 50. And you shouldn't use, if you do it too heavy, you won't be stretching it enough, it'll be sagging each time. You're really only going to have 1,900 because you'll always be making a bit less because you're not getting the full 50. Seed base. If there's a river after, let's say, 75 amas. So now you can't fall in the river, so you've got 50
in between.
So what are you going to do? You've got a chevel shel chamishim. So you stop after 50 from the town, and then you've got 25. So how do you measure this 25? That is 1/8. They speak about that. It could be that's what he means. 1 minute. But you shouldn't use a smaller chevel. You shouldn't use a smaller chevel. You walk backwards 25 amas. Then you can use the full 50 because you should always be stretching the full 50. That's what you mean, using the full 50. No, and the noise could be wider than 25 amas. If it would have been only 25, you just go to the other side and hold the whole 50 and you'll get to the other side. And then you'll continue with the other side, the extra 25 on this noah. And that's only if the noah is less than 50. I can't say 100% understand the mile of doing it like this. But as I state, because you always should be using a 50 amma rule. So you have to go back. Why do you have to go? Well, when you go backwards, the 25, so how do you know now what the shear is? You measured 50, and you measured, now it's 25. So you measure it backwards 25, so now what?
And you know the 50.
The 50 on the other side.
But now, when you come to, so how much is it till the river? 75. How do you know it's 75? If you do it like you make it mamash half, versteh. But if you're not, because you know it's 50, and now it's exactly half, because I have to put it in half. If you're not going to, that's one trap. If you're not going to do that, so how do you know it's at 25? Well, it had things on the whole time. Like a meter rule, 10 centimeters, 20, 30, 40, 30. Didn't have that. So Mr. Shekel seems to say here, you walk backwards 25 steps. And legabe that, you rely on steps. It's a bit of nishklo. Look at the bi'alocha, stamazoi, legabe steps. Because the din is, state if somebody doesn't know the Trum Shabbos, he should go with steps. So let's cross out the whole Shin Sadik test and let's do steps. So the bi'alocha, kosova kolbe b'shem agam, odom shemoydid alpayim amba l'trum Shabbos derech hiluchoy, im ein shom ela alpayim b'tzimtzum, and he knows, so he says, right, oh, I've come here, this tree is alpayim, tomorrow I'm going to walk till this tree. Ein lis mechazeh, Velelech Bekulon. Shemi Yash Yosa. Maybe he's reckoned not so well. Kiminadin Ein Lamakim Shishatvachim Akan Loshan Daka Moshe. Vekavanosai, the Shemi Ein with Samsum Lemidus Psia Beninis. Maybe he's got big steps. Venu Rile Dvod, Lemasinim Gemolis Rapsias. Because you've got all these Gemoras, not to reckon on Psias. Kim Kishovas Bebeka. Veni Dad Kim Shabbos. If somebody is in a nowhere, and he doesn't know how to reckon, then he's got the hat of going, these 2,000. Sheafshele bin Yenacha. But otherwise, you can't just say 2,000 and finished. Aval ikka medida lachatrile b'chavolim, k'med yisa b'nein, m'kom k'mnim, diva kolbe, sh'mein b'datzi limus kol abayim shkrim, yisraf, diram dins dins. So the kolbe is only worried if you tucker one to reckon, and you'll walk, and you say 2,000, and you'll say, oh, 2,000 is this tree, I can go to this tree. But if you say 2,000 till the tree, and then you say, right, so 2,000 is till that tree. I know I might have not good steps, I might have big steps. I'll go till half an hour before that, oh, then it's all right. You can't go to your full steps unless, taka, you got no other option. Sif Gimel, Yosem HaChevel Keneged Liboy V'yim Techane B'Kol Koichoy. You should put the Chevel, obviously the both people, have to put it by his heart.
Same level means.
Pardon?
The same level.
The same level. That's the Ikka. So you see in Bi'alocha, that's the same level. Because the Bi'alocha says, Yosem HaChevel Keneged Liboy, I'm a Shubuv, 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 if both of them are going to put the Kalka, it's also good. V'loi Matinon, exactly what you said. Rak Shalo Yeniach Echad Keneged Roshoy, one will be by his legs, V'echad Keneged Ma'u Glosa, one by his head, one by his head, and Nimsim Ma'u Betrumen, that's the Ikka, what it means. Connected libo. So it's advice, Ikka, to be straight.
That's the same height.
Same height. One's a bit higher than the other. Keneged kovele chachomim mukim losim keneged roshay achevel shalom yitin ze keneged savadek keneged achevel miskatzu chumisad dezev chol koychay. You should put as much as you can. Otherwise, it weighs down. Shenem machbid beemtza. It weighs down. Ve'ein nim tachkua elvin shetchenem chol koychay. That's why you should schlep it as much as you can. Siv dalet. Lo yimdoid ele keneged ho'ir. You should only reckon keneged the town. Afilu im yesh, what's the chiddush? Because really, if you have a town like this, we know that you have a full 2,000, and all the squares are filled in. So sometimes it might be difficult to go against the town because there's a mountain here. So you'll say, anyway, the 2,000 is reckoned. So I'll make my 2,000 first this way. I know it comes to here. So then over there, I'll go straight. It must be easier. So tonight, lo yimdud ele keneged ha'ir. Afile im yesh horim v'geyois kenegdo. If there's either horim means mountains, geyois means valleys, kenegdo. Lo yelech me kenegdo b'tzida shiru yosha on the side of the town where it is straight. V'yimdud sham. And then after you've reckoned 2,000 yachse kenegdo ha'ir lefi midah shemudud sham, and you say this is the shir. Because that is not the way to reckon. You have to reckon keneged the town. Ela yimdo keneged ha'ir. Zod ha'mishabur. Zayin. L'yel keneged ha'tam de l'p'omim yesh keneged ha'orim horim v'geis. Sheyesh le'kadeh. We'll see what that means. Oylim dem didi yofa kelekame. There's different ways of doing mountains and valleys. B'tzido sheyoshav aft. L'kam usivov koshur nuch l'ha'ar eligei. Vein yoch lavliya mutalech min atzad. We do have a case where you do go round the mountain. Kan ma'iri da'geva ho ein rochav kol kach. Yoch alvi b'chev that really, we're talking about it's only less than 50 amas. Because it's easier, and that you're not allowed to do. But Taka, we'll see later in Sivov, if it's more than 50 amas, there is a way of going round about the tower side of it. If the town, so this is the town, and against the town you've got Taka and mountain over here, but over the side you've got no mountain, not on the side over there. Over here there's no mountain, over here there is a mountain. So then it's different. Then you do count on the straight side. So the mechaber writer, ukshiyegia lahar, you reached a mountain. Imhu kol kach zokef, if the mountain is so high, sheim yoridu chut hamashkoilus meroishoy, if you put the plumb line from its head, lo yisrachek mikenegde ulemata b'shipuloi al ba'amas. It won't go away from the top to the bottom. The plumb line won't be a slant of more than 4 amas. Oz ein soich limdud hayirida va'aliyah. You can ignore it. So if the moshul over there, now time to make. You put your if you would put how are you going to know it's 4 amas? So you make a stick of 4 amas, and you hold it over there on top of the mountain. That stick is 4 amas long. And then you put down the plumb line. So if he reaches the bottom of the mountain, and there's a mamash, reaches him further than the bottom of the mountain, so then this whole width can be ignored. Remember, you only ignore 4 amps. I mean, the Shulnoch is, as if they had a laser, everything. Because the gain is 4 amps in Yansen. The whole shayla is about 4 amps. You gain 4 amps. That means you're allowed to miss that out. You can miss out that only if it would reach there. However, if the mountain would be like this mountain, and you go over there and you're the four and the four of your stick would end up over there, so then you can't ignore those 4 amps. You can only ignore those 4 amps if the stick of if it's not more than 4 away. Ein chuta mishkoilus yogurt. So does it im nochem shigir laha. If you put the chutam shkolis from the top, see, the Shulnor did it from the top. The pictures are like this, but the Shulnor did it from the top, and they say, you put it down, if it'll reach 4 amas, yeah, but how are you going to know? If you put it lying down on the mountain, if it, that is 4 amas away from that, then it's good. You won't know that without putting a stick of 4 amas to let it drop.
If you could explain again, if you put...
If the Shulnor states, I found the pen. If, that you should put it over there, if it'll drop, the drop, now you see your string is going from there to there. It's got a plumb line at the bottom, it weights down to there. If it's that is more than 4 amps, then when you're standing over there, if less than 4 amps, you can ignore it. How are you going to know when you're standing over there if that has reached less than 4 amps? I think the only way to do it is to first have a stick of 4 amps and put the chutam shkoilis at the end of the stick. Yeah. In the pictures also do that. Shulnoch doesn't say that clearly. You can miss it out, and if it's a mountain like that, you can miss out the whole mountain. If it's a mountain like that and it's got on the top of flat, then you have to at least just reckon the flat. And then yes, misha b'roisha, you've count the flat. Goes up and down, stick it, leave it out. Zod the misha b'roisha. You just do the top, it's difficult to do kiddo, two people holding up and down, because it's so steep. We'll see what that means later. Forget it. So now we do have to reckon it because it's not so steep. Therefore, we have to reckon it. How do we reckon it? It's a bounty. So this is if it's mislaket asor mitoy chomish, dahainu. As you're going 5 amas, you have risen. You've gone up asorot vochim. So then, as roim, you look. If you can get over the whole mountain with 50 amas, you go and you put it with a chevel shel 50 amas. How do you do that? So in here, push it. You put a stick over there, and a stick over there. We're talking about, it's not Dalet, it's more than Dalet Amos distance. Stick over there, a 50 Amos, our 50 Amos Pishton, which we have the whole time, which we're using the whole time, we tie to there and tie to there, and then we see how far the 50 Amos goes, to there, a bit further. So we've reckoned the town. We've gained a Gewalt. Because if we would have had to go up and down, that would have been 75 Amos.
Yeah.
That would have been 75 Amos if you would have gone up and down. You're not mechuyev to. You can do it straight, like the map. If this is less than 50, you can do it like the map, which is straight. A map is straight. Down to 50. How do you know? Stick there.
Like the crow flies.
Yeah, you don't have, so you've gained 75 amas, you've gained 25 amas, it could be. Because this could be a lot more. Not 25, whatever it is, it depends how high it is. But if, Taka, this is not 50, if it's not 50, it's more than 50, so then, so let's just see the mishabura here. So we're talking about a case where it's 5 amps. We'll see later, but different. We'll see there's another kula if it's more steep. We swallow up the shipua. Because really, if you'd go on the shipua up and down, you'd have reading of 75 amas, maybe, but not so much for that. But you don't need to. You go across straight. Mavliya, you swallow the shipurah. How do you do this? So the Mishabuya Yudalit, the Maha Kotzabogboy, and if it's only thin, and so is Kifas Aitzim, and the Yatik Atzmoy Minaha, Led Sidoy, Vimdusham, Hevela, Kaka Chaloka. You can do it on the side, and you know how much it is. Because anyway, you're doing it on the side, because you're missing it out.